And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, and I'm Melody Cedarstrom. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Thursday, July 9th, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. I heard you bark in the background. Does that scare you?
Yeah, my bark's worse than my bite.
I'm doing fine, and I want to tell the folks.
Isn't that the old saying?
That is old saying. Yes, it is. Okay. Yeah, in Marcia's case, it's not true though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not married, so there you go.
I want to tell the folks.
It's all your fault.
It's my fault you're not married.
No, it's your fault that her bite is worse than her bark.
She bit me so much, she wore a jaw out. You know, I get jaw surgery done. But anyway, we better end that right there.
Yeah.
But I want to tell the folks that they already know this, but I'll be gone a couple weeks, folks, and I really enjoy being to y'all a couple times a week with Melody. But Lord, we'll be back here on the 28th again, and I'll be spending time with Melody and y'all. And Melody says she's going to miss me, but I know she's lying. But anyway, I'll be going for a while and going down to Tijuana to Dr. Rodriguez Biocare Hospital for stem cell treatment. I'm looking forward to that. So we'll see you in a couple weeks, but now we'll go on with the program now. Go ahead, Melody.
All right. And while you're gone, I'm going to have Beth Ann from CSC Talk Radio. She's agreed to sit in while Butch is gone. And we used to have our morning program, Power Talks, and we had a great time on that program.
She's a good lady. She's a pretty lady.
Even though, well, you never said that about me.
Well, because I'm with you every day. I can't say it in front of you on radio. That would be embarrassing if I told you everybody how good looking you was. And she's single. She's single, gentlemen.
But, we had a great time, and she'll be joining us on Tuesdays, while Butch is gone. So, even though I'm going to miss you, Butch, I'm kind of looking forward to.
Sure you are.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go ahead and get to the gold prices today. We have gold had a little bit of pullback, no big deal, but it's still over 1,800 in the New York spot price aftermarket, 1,804. Down 5.30. Silver was down 11 pennies at 18.72. One point we had a high of $19.13. So looks like silver is finally growing some legs. We have platinum down $28 at $829. Palladium was up 28 at 2007. The USDX today is up 0.27 at 96.77. Crude oil was down 1.42 at 39.48. Yeah, my watchdog is watching something. So my apologies. I've been bringing my dogs to work for 25 years. Not this particular one, but all of them from 25 years. Every little doggy I've had, it's always been to the office. And so I'm not going to change it now. So I wouldn't know what to do without my doggies. Paper markets today were off the lows, $361 to the downside, almost 1.5% at 25,706. The NASDAQ, however, was up 55 points at 10,547. The S&P was down 17 at 3,152. 10-year yield, 0.60, that took a big drop, down 0.05. I know they were having some auctions today, and there was some economic data, but we were just hectic today, so I just didn't have a chance to see what those numbers were. The U.S. Treasury chief supports more direct payments in the next coronavirus aid bill. Fewer Americans may get a second stimulus check, so that's not so good. The S&P Global expects coronavirus to cost banks only $2.1 trillion. That's nothing. And let's see if there's anything else.
And by the way, Melody, how are they going to determine who gets checks and who don't?
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
I don't know. I mean, that could lead some people, very frustrated people.
They're looking at a lower $400,000 income threshold in order to qualify for the payments. So
lower,
it would be
lower
$40,000 income.
Okay,
so
anybody
that
makes
would mean
$40,000 more won't get it.
Correct. So it's substantially with that lower income gap would mean quite a few Americans wouldn't get checks.
Yes, yes.
Another batch of one-time stimulus checks could be coming. Let's see if there's anything else interesting in there. No, $40,000 or less. So let's just keep on. That allows all, I'm not going to say what I was thinking, but the new threshold would dramatically reduce the number of Americans eligible for the checks. That would help the GOP keep the new spending package to about $1 trillion.
Oh, like yeah, they really care. Like they care. Come on.
I know.
Oh. The good old GOP, the one that's going to save us money and save our budget. I've been hearing my lifetime.
Yeah, how about that? So.
Anyway, by the way, according to this article, I want to share a quick talk about gold. The miserable economic outlook could yield record gold prices. Tumbling U.S. bond yields have helped drive gold prices higher, and a yield rebound doesn't seem imminent. Gold prices ticked past 1,800 an ounce this week and are now not far from all the all-time highs reached in 2011 in the bleak aftermath of the financial crisis. New records could be ahead, so I think they're right. I think we're going to see gold go through the roof. And if things happen in November like you think it may, gold and silver are going to soar, people. They're going to soar. Because it'll be chaos everywhere else. That's my opinion. Now we'll move on.
Well, you know, this is the, I don't know if it's really the black swan. I think there's something else that's coming that will truly be the black swan. But, I mean, this is certainly opening the door to the black swan. I mean, my gosh, people, you shut the world economies down. The world economies.
Yes, yes.
And they're not coming back. We've been saying that for months. There is no V-shaped recovery. It's not going to happen. And, the U.S. weekly jobless claims, they stayed elevated. There's still a number of Americans. Let me see if I can pull this up because I had the number here. A number of Americans filing for jobless benefits dropped to a near four-month low last week. But a record 32.9 million people are collecting unemployment checks in the third week of June. 32.9 million people are still collecting unemployment checks. That was the end of June, the third week of June. Can't imagine it getting better, because since then there's been businesses that have been closed.
And more being shut down, yes, by the so-called virus again. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, bankruptcies are rising amid weak demand. Businesses have exhausted the government loans. Of course, if all the multimillionaire billionaires didn't take up all the money, there might have been a little more money left for the mom and pop shops that really needed the money to get through. So it's not good.
No, it's not good.
And I agree with you. There is something coming.
It's imminent. We're seeing so many things happen that people just don't really contemplate and think about. I mean, Walgreens is going to lay off 4,000 jobs.
Yeah.
Right before that. Walgreens, that's a biggie. They've been around a long time. But their adjusted earnings for Walgreens, said this third fiscal quarter, came to 83 cents per share. It dropped almost 44% year to year on the shares. So, yeah, folks, Walgreens were cutting out 4,000 jobs. And I'm seeing right here in that little town where I live next to, about 20 minutes away, Summersville, businesses that have been there for a long time are closing their doors. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Shoney's was a real popular restaurant in this state for a long time. It's closed also. One little town, excuse me, called Oak Hill, about 40 to 35 minutes below me, is closed for good. It's up for sale. What happened to Summersville, I don't know. But when a restaurant closes, I know one lady worked over there since it's open. That's been like 40-some years ago. Now she's out of work. That's really happening. That's happening. That's some of the fallout over this COVID-19 hype. People have lost their livelihoods. And this lady was already drawing Social Security and working to supplement her income, Melody. Who's going to hire her at 70 years old? Just a question.
Absolutely no one.
So there you go.
And you know, yeah, we can blame the virus and so forth, but so many of these businesses were already hurting. I mean, the economies were already slowing down.
We were
in a recession. Government tells us we were in a recession in February. That was before anything was shut down. So a lot of these job losses aren't all from the virus.
Well, the only
it's
thing
just
I say
the
is
excuse.
That's for probably true in a lot of cases, but it certainly hastened the end of a lot of them.
Sure, it made it happen all at once.
It did. It hastened the end of a lot of them. Maybe could have struggled on a while longer, you know. So,
but you got to remember, the recession started in February before anything was shut down.
And the economy,
there wasn't really anything shut down until after what, St. Patrick's Day?
Until March sometime. Yeah,
March, middle of March.
But you know, we've known this for a long, long time. The economy was going through hard times long before, even before February. It was struggling to make it. So that was just kind of like a shot in the head. I mean, you know, the horse was down and dying. They just shot it. You know, I mean, so I don't know. It's just a sad situation. But no matter what the reasons, the people are out of work. And when you're out of work, you can't pay bills. You get frustrated and angry, and things happen. So that is what it is.
It is what it is. So, I mean, there's just some... So, yeah, we're going to have a rough fall. Financially, what you say, Butch, what you believe, I believe, for the most part. And
I hope we're wrong. I pray we're wrong. I truly hope we're wrong. But I don't think so. I'm not a betting man. If I were a betting man, I'd lay odds 10 to 1 that we're right.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
But I pray we're wrong, and I told Pastor Dana the same thing. Let's pray we're wrong, and then come December, we can look back and say, man, we were really messed up on that. But I don't see it being that way. I truly don't. I don't. I don't know how to emphasize any more of the people to prepare themselves every way they possibly can, because come November, they may not have a chance to do it again. Amanda, can you imagine if things change and programs like yours and mine and others are no longer on the air for whatever reason? What are people going to think then when all of a sudden the people that are warned about this are gone?
Yep.
The voices have been crying out for years and they're no longer there. What are they going to think? Well, who are they going to turn to then? The people that laughed at us?
Yep.
Where are they going to go? Where are they going to go for advice when you can't call somebody and things are, and the infrastructure is down? Who are you going to go to find, what should I do now? Those are folks, there's a question to ask yourself, folks. This is going to happen, I do believe. And I don't know what to say other than we're doing our best to tell you now. It's all we can do.
You know, Butch, and the mindset of the people today, an estimated 100 employees. I don't know how many employees Ford Motor Company has, but I'm sure it's hundreds of thousands, you know. I'm sure they employ quite a few. So 100 is just, they're meaningless, but it's enough to get into the news. They've asked the automaker to reconsider building and selling police vehicles in light of the controversy related to police brutality and social justice. It's like, are you kidding me? I mean, who are these people that would ask for such a...
asinine.
Yeah. I mean, and where there's 100, there's another 100.
I guarantee you.
Yeah, you know?
I guarantee you. They'll find more and more.
Yeah.
They truly will.
Come on. I mean, stop making police vehicles. I'll bet those 100 people aren't the ones who make the vehicles. They wouldn't have to worry about losing their jobs. Idiots.
Well, in chaos, and I am not, and we'll say a blue Prazer. I know we have backups. That's unfortunate, but it's true. But when you take away all of the thin blue line out of the picture, chaos will ensue. They'll bring in troops to stop it. Maybe National Guard. Maybe who knows? UN troops. That's going to make matters worse. So these people are doing this on purpose. This is not a I just happened to think of this idea. This has been brought in over the years, and that these people are trained Marxists. They're trained to do these things. This is not something just happened. This guy got killed. We're going to riot. No. This has been brought on for years. We can see it coming. We could feel it coming for a long, long time.
Yeah. So
there it is.
Uh-huh.
And if I could, I'd like to share with the listeners, well, I got a minute here or two, some of the food that we import from China. This, I did not know this.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of scary. Tilapia, that's a fish, of course. 80% of the U.S. supply comes from China. Codfish, over 50% of the U.S. supply. In both cases, the obscenely crowded fish tank farms are polluted with mercury and lead and antibiotics. Beef, pork dyed to be sold as beef. Apple juice, 50% of that U.S. supply comes from China. Garlic, 31% comes from China, has toxic chemicals and pesticides in it. Chicken, approved for sale in the U.S. in 2013. China is a country where avian flu and foodborne illnesses is common. Tea, 29 toxic chemicals. Milk, I don't know how to do this, sometimes contains melanin, a chemical that causes serious damage to kidneys. Olive oil, a large food company in China decided to recycle used olive oil from thousands of restaurants, filter it, and then resell it. Vitamins, I'm serious. Vitamins, fake foods, rice, plastic rice made of resin and potato starch. Black pepper, sometimes balled up mud. Table salt, really industrial salt, not meant for human consumption, can cause serious thyroid issues. Green peas, fake. Eggs, fake, really fake. Lamb could be rat meat that comes from China. Now, folks, I don't know what to say. I've said this many times, Melody has too. When you cannot feed yourself, you are not a free people. You're a servant to those who provide your food. When the people that provide your food are your enemies, guess what they're going to feed you? By the way, this will be my next month's magazine, too. I'm going to put it out. So this is for real stuff.
Yeah, I know. Can you imagine us taking in all the food from our enemy?
How dumb is
that?
Our medicines, too.
And you wonder why people are so sick. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. It's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. They're actually putting on the finishing corrections on the website, so it's getting closer and closer every day, so I'm looking forward to that. It should be a lot easier to... So there's going to be a lot of changes still coming our way. I've actually been thinking about maybe doing, you know, coming into the technology world and doing a podcast, you know, that kind of... What do you think, Butch, a podcast?
Well, well, you already are, basically, I think, when you're on internet feed. That's a podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, but a little bit shorter one with a little bit, maybe a short, more educational type of... for gold and silver,
Sure.
Eliminate myths and all this other stuff to, other than a whole hour program. So, yeah. So, it's just a thought that we might be doing on the new website. So, I'm excited about it, and we'll go from there. So, we'll keep you posted.
Okay.
But give us a call, 1-800-375-4188. What's next?
Well, I'm just looking at something here. This happened. I saw this back in the 90s. Already happened before. The Ithaca dollar. Do you remember the Ithaca dollar out of Ithaca, New York, when they print their own money? Do you remember that?
Well, there were so many people every now and then that print their own money.
These are cities. Money talks.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. U.S. town prints own currency to boost coronavirus relief. Residents of Tenino, Washington, are eligible for up to $300 in wooden banknotes each month to spend at local businesses. Tenino, United States, July 9th, tucked away under the lock and key in a former railroad depot turned small-town museum in the U.S. state of Washington, a wooden printing press cranked back to life to mint currency after nearly 90 dormant years. The end product, $25 wooden bills bearing the town's name, Tenino, with the words COVID relief, superimposed on the image of a bat and the Latin phrase "Hamius atem sub postate," we have it under control, printed in cursive. With the coronavirus pandemic plunging the United States in a recession, decimating small businesses and causing job losses across the country, some local governments are looking for innovative ways to help residents weather the storm. For Tenino, the answer was the revival of the local currency that had bolstered the town's economy back in 1931, Melody, in the wake of the Great Depression. It's kind of an infamy. Why don't we do that again? Mayor Wayne Fourier told the Thomson Reuters Foundation. It only made sense. So back in 1931, they did it and got through the Depression. So they're doing it again in 2020 to keep the people afloat through all this insanity. Now, what did they use to back it? The same thing the dollar bill is. People say, well, it's just fiat. Duh. So's your dollar bill. I mean, come on, people. A fiat, hey, the wood, at least wood is maybe worth something as far as it'll burn longer than paper. So I don't know. But this is, it's fiat currency. Of course it is. But so is everything we have. So is everything else, Melody. None of it's really legal, is it?
It's basically UBI, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
Universal basic income. You get a certain amount of money every month just to keep everything going. And it's a stimulus into it's inflationary. And because it's going right back into the economy. And so, it's interesting, but I mean, aren't people really thinking? Because it's taxpayer money that they have to. Why don't they just reduce taxes or put a moratorium on taxes? Because the thing of it is, that money is going to come from the taxpayer anyway.
Well, you know that the towns and communities and the counties and even the states are certainly not going to try to find ways to cut taxes now. They're going to try to find ways to increase taxes because
absolutely.
They're going under.
Yeah.
And a government being what it is, and this is, folks, this can be helped. All governments are the same. All governments, whether it's been ours or whether it's under a republic or democracy or socialist, makes no difference. Government's first concern is to protect itself and survive. It's like a leech on a healthy body. Its main concern is to feed. The host is only there to support it. If it bleeds the host dry, then it bleeds the host dry. As long as they can get somebody up to survive on, the government will survive. That's just a natural tendency for government to do that. That's always been that way throughout history, and it's no different for the United States. Governments and government employees, bureaucrats, whatever you want to call them, are there to take care of themselves. And they do it off our backs. They bleed us. As long as they get by with it, they will continue to do so. So don't get angry because you say, well, this is socialism. This started a long time before we had socialism in this country. Taxes on property and everything else. Property taxes are the most unfair tax in the world because you never own your home. Next in line will be income taxes. You work 8, 10, 12 hours a day before you ever get your money. Their share is taken first. Unconstitutional and immoral, but it's still there. So governments will feed themselves as long as the people are tolerated. Is that a fair statement, Melody?
Yes, it is. You know, the mayor of this city said that a federal program dumps money from the top and these blue chip companies steal it all. He says if we do it from the ground up, there's no stealing. It's a direct ballast to Main Street. You know, I mean, that is true. And, you know, it is going to their Main Street. But the whole thing of it is, just like what you said, it's still a stimulus. It's a funding program. Taxpayers are going to have to pay for it. Taxes will be going up. And, you know, are they better off having this type of stimulus now to where they're going to have to pay for it later, or just trying to get by, you know, thinking of more creative ways to try to help these businesses survive? I don't know.
Yep. Well, again, it's another rabbit out of the hat. It may work temporarily, mm-hmm. But it's just going to put them that much further in debt in the long run. You know that.
Yeah.
And this next article came out of the Wall Street Journal. I thought was interesting. The Federal Reserve identified 794 companies, including Apple, Verizon, Berkshire Hathaway, and Walmart, whose bonds it will be buying as part mm-hmm. of a $500 billion effort to support the market for corporate debt. We're talking about Walmart, Verizon, and Apple. And the Fed
Berkshire.
Is buying up, yeah, $400 or $500 billion in effort. Now, folks, pay attention. An effort to keep the market up. That's what it boils down to. $500 billion to bump the market up. Now, we've been telling you that for years. Mel, you've been begging to listen for years. The market is hyped up hot air. And it's going to hurt when it finally comes down. Any comments, Melody?
No, I mean, it really is amazing. What's amazing is no one's talking about it. It's going directly to these multinational corporations. I think Berkshire just bought something. I can't remember what it was. So, yeah, anytime you get help, a little help from your government. Used to be that song, a little help from your friends. Now it's a little help from your government. It's just or a little help from your taxpayers.
Well,
it's amazing. It really is amazing.
It's just hot air.
Yeah.
It is amazing, and because with the people keep falling
for it. Oh, he bought
Dominion
Energy. He bought Dominion Energy.
Oh. Okay.
Let me see. This was just a couple days ago. Let me make sure my volume's not up. Let me pull this up. $10 billion Dominion Energy deal. So
and the Fed bailed them out.
And the, yeah, Yeah. Yep. So, doesn't that make you all warm and fuzzy?
That just makes something wrong with that picture. It does. It does. And another article along business-wise, Yelp reported that, this is really sad, 140,000 businesses remain closed as of June 15th because of the pandemic. Some 41% of those businesses have shut down permanently. Now, we already knew this, but to read it and see numbers on it, 140,000 businesses, if they had 20 employees each, and not only have more than that, I'm sure, that is a huge, huge hit on the economy and the people's pockets, and the people that own the businesses are no longer have the businesses. That is so sad. But 41% are going to stay closed, not going to reopen. And like you said, maybe they're going under anyway. I don't know. But the coronavirus knocked in the head, definitely wrapped it up. So it's just another stake in the heart of America, so to speak. You know? Mm-hmm. So it is what it is. You got any comments?
No, I'm making you work hard, and this is your last day before you go away, so I'm going to make you work hard.
Okay, well, I'm used to that. I've been married a long time. But anyway, California utterly failing. Now listen to this. As 2 million residents are still waiting for their first unemployment check. Now let that sink in, folks. Approximately 2 million of Californians are still waiting for their unemployment checks from the first 3 months of the mandated COVID-19 lockdowns, according to San Jose Mercury News, which cites government data. Unemployed residents are complaining of clogged phone lines and outdated technology at the Employment Development Department, despite Governor Gavin Newsom's promising to increase staffing among other reforms. I have done just about everything I know how to do as a public official to make things work, but my colleagues, my staff, my constituents, and I are at our wits' end, said State Ambassador, Assembly Member David Hsu of San Francisco in a tweet. So almost 2 million people, that's more we have in the whole state of West Virginia, 500,000 more about roughly, have never got their first unemployment checks. That's been how many months now, Melody? About 3.5 months, 4 months?
That's correct.
So there you go. I mean, what are people doing? What are they living on? How are they paying the rent and the house payments, the power bills, the phone bills, car payments?
Because they're not.
That's the point.
They're having difficulty. They're making payments. You know, so yeah, it's difficult out there.
I mean, you know, I've had up and down times financially. I guess all of us have, unless we're born, you know, millionaires. And you and I definitely were not. At least I wasn't. I'm not sure about you. I don't think you were either. But you know, we've had tough times trying to keep ends to make ends meet from time to time. But I've never had a time when I at least couldn't afford to buy a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk. I always had somebody put food on the table. But these people have had no earnings at all.
Well,
nothing coming in.
It isn't even that. It isn't the weather. I mean, I've been through tough times too in my younger years, but I always had a job.
Yeah,
I could always go out and work.
Yeah.
And I could work two jobs and even three jobs if I had to. Now you can't. Even if you want to, you can't. And that's the problem. You know, and if you do go back to work, it's part-time. Because like restaurants, you're only able to have a capacity of 50%. A lot of these other places, the salons and things like that, 50%, they're not allowed to go back to their 100% of customer base. So it's even worse. But there's a lot of people that just aren't allowed to go back to work. Nice.
And see the part that makes it sad is it's through no fault of their own. They want to work. So what's happening to them, they had nothing to do with. They didn't cause this.
No.
That's what makes people angry. They feel helpless. They didn't do it in the first place, and no one seemed to want to help them out of this mess.
Yeah. But the point is that they can't work. They couldn't work.
That's right. They can't work.
They didn't have a choice. They couldn't go out and work. So it makes their having no money a little more difficult than when we were younger. We didn't have the money. We had a tough breaks because we could always get a job. So
that certainly has changed, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
It certainly has changed. And to add insult to injury, New York County issues costly subpoenas to people for refusing to talk to coronavirus contact tracers. Now, remember we talked about this months ago? They're going to pay people like $60,000 a year to go around and screen people. Remember they talked about that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now they're going to enforce it. Now, folks, listen to this. I mean, this is adding insult to injury and just pouring salt in the wound. Officials in New York's Rockland County announced on Wednesday that they had issued subpoenas to 8 people allegedly infected by the coronavirus for refusing to speak with contact tracers voluntarily. The health of our county will not be compromised because of ignorance, stupidity, or obstinacy, Ed Day, the county executive, told reporters. Failure to comply would be costly, $2,000 per day, Patricia Rupert, the county health commissioner, added, referring to subpoenas according to The Hill. Officials are using the subpoenas to compel the people to talk with contact tracers about contracting U.S. COVID-19 disease at a June 17 party in Clarkston, located north of New York City, Rupert said. So now they're not only can they not go to work, if you attended a party and you were around somebody who may have the COVID, and you want to talk to these people who are getting paid $60,000 a year to harass you, they're going to fine you $2,000 a day. Now, who would that make mad? I wouldn't mind at all, people. Just pay them $60,000 a year and I can't even find a job and pay my bills. Pay them that kind of money and then tell them to come and harass me. See how much you appreciate my attitude when you come and see me. Millie, that is absolutely insane.
It really is.
I mean, I feel sorry for the people, but if they tolerate it, what can you do about it? I mean, what can you do? I mean, if you sit back and say, yes, sir, master, I'll do what I'm told, they're not going to stop. A tyrant doesn't stop just because you say please. The only thing a tyranny understands and respects is force. I don't like to say that, but it is a fact. There has never been one tyrant in history who gave up his throne because somebody said please. Or you're wrong at this. It's never happened. It never will happen. That's why they're called tyrants.
Please?
Yeah, pretty please even. That's why they're called tyrants, people. Until you speak up loud and definite with a voice that makes your ears ring and willing to back it up, it ain't going to change. Okay, Melody.
You know what? And it's interesting now, the people I've been, you know, when I'm out and about and I talk to people and so forth. And it's funny how more people, at least in my area, are beginning to claim that they're conservative. I mean, the issues.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've known people, you know, since I moved down here. I mean, that never was a topic of conversation. And now it's kind of like that. It somehow crops up into the conversation. And well, I'm a conservative.
Yeah.
You know, and they go on, and so it's kind of they're becoming. You know, people are becoming. I think with everything that's going on in the streets and the riots and everything, they're coming out. And putting where their position is at. It's a start.
That may boost Trump's ratings. You never know in the long run.
That's a start, yeah. I hear music for the commercial. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. And I'm making him work hard today because he's going to be off playing for 2 weeks. So what's next?
I don't know if it's called playing or not. I really don't think it's called playing, but it's going to be something I think can greatly benefit us in the long run. I really believe that. And again, if people never heard my broadcast, probably never heard me talk with Dr. Rodriguez, if you haven't heard him talk about her BioCare Hospital, but I was in there once some years ago, and I actually afford going back. I dread the trip. I don't like flying that far. I don't like flying anyway. But other than that, I'm looking forward to getting there and spending some time and visiting people I made friends with while I was down there. I got to share this building and move on to more news. But there's a place in there they call the 100 Shops. It's just little tiny shops. Everything is made by hand. Everything from leather goods to glassware to jewelry to pottery. And a lot of people that work there, own the shops, actually live above the shops in concrete block homes. But they make different items there. And you can go in. I mean, I bought my youngest son a very pretty wallet with the Mexican symbol on, and brought home to him because he took care of the house somewhat. But we bought everybody in the office some glassware. You can watch them blow it and make it right there in front of you. We brought some at home with us to pass out to people in the office staff. But the gentleman owned that glass shop. I don't remember his name. But him and his two sons worked there. And we got talking. He spoke pretty good English. We got to talking about different things. And he was a very happy man. He said, I've been married to my wife for so many years. And we talked about different things. He said, Pastor, if you come back again, please come see me. So I'm looking forward to seeing him. That sounds silly, but I really am. Mm. Haven't talked to him since then. But he's just a warm, caring individual. Mm-hmm. And to watch him make those things, you can watch him make the wallets, they make gun holsters, they make all kinds of things. You can watch him make them, and that blowing the glass fascinated me, and how they made the different colors. It's just beautiful glassware. That's just, I want to share it with you. So that part I look forward to. The other things like the IVs and the enemas and all that, I don't look forward to that. But that part I look forward to. Okay, shall we move on now?
Thank you for sharing that.
Well, I hope you didn't mind.
No, not at all.
I just want to share that. But this, we talk about our economies here, and of course this virus has hit economies all over the world. It says 83% of German firms with international exposure warn of collapsing revenues. Now, Germany is the largest member of the European Union economically. Germany issued eased strict social distancing restrictions on April 20th and started the process of reopening its economy as the virus pandemic curve flattened. However, the consequence of closing businesses and forcing people to stay home, along with shutdowns of international commerce, resulted in a deep recession in the first half of the year for the exporting nation. A new survey via the German Chambers of Commerce said 83% of domestic firms with high international exposure experienced a collapse in revenues. Many of these firms, about 93% of the respondents, said the global economy could improve in 2021 or beyond. The survey is an eye-opener for Europe's largest economy and one of the largest exporting nations in the world, suggesting that global economy recovery in the shape of V is not feasible for the back half of 2020. About 15% of the 3,000 companies, or 3,300 companies, surveyed, said your annual turnover is expected to be halved. That's a chunk. And I know we're suffering in this country financially. The people are suffering. But it's just not us, Mel. These people in Germany or Italy or anywhere else are real people. They have families. They have debts to pay. They have mouths to feed. They're just like you and I. They just speak a different language. Right. So it affects them the same way it does us. Out of work is out of work, is it not?
It is. It's not helping any of these economies. And again, this is happening all over the world.
That is kind of hard for us to grasp as a nation, because And to see a whole world economy impacted so strongly with something that was a hyped up virus, it's just amazing how well that's worked. It shut down economies worldwide, and none of them are bouncing back with a V shape. I mean, that isn't happening that way. It just isn't. And I don't know if everything goes like I think it will, it's not going to ever come back to it. But if it did start coming back to it, and everything went back to somewhat normal as far as business goes, it would take years to rebuild the economy to we had the businesses back in place, mainly that had to shut down. When 41% of 140,000 businesses shut down and never reopened, that's a lot of businesses that had to be reopened somewhere, another kind of business perhaps. That's a lot of rebuilding, is it not?
It certainly is. It certainly is.
I don't want to tell people this, but if they're expecting after November and the election's over and Trump's reelected or whoever gets reelected, if they're expecting that to happen and all of a sudden everything get back to normal, you're dreaming. You're just wasting your time even thinking about it, because that just ain't going to happen. I'm sorry. I hate to say that. I don't like to talk about these things, but it's going to happen. If you're not financially secure, and I mean by secure, I mean out of debt. I mean, if you're not out of debt, come November, you may never get out of debt. You may lose everything you have. And even those of us, Melody, who had enough sense, enough wherewithal to get out of debt, it doesn't mean they're going to be able to keep it if you can't pay taxes, does it?
No.
So, folks, that's something to think about. It really is. And I know I'm not trying to scare you, but I will tell you the truth. It isn't looking good. And we talk about these, you know, we see protests and stuff happening here. Of course, right now it's mostly Black Lives Matter bull that this is all happening. But there's still some COVID situations. People are protesting. And it isn't just here. Massive protests rock Serbian capital after new COVID-19 lockdown announcement. Mounted police used tear gas and truncheons to disperse a crowd of several thousand protesters gathered outside the Serbian parliament in Belgrade, opposed to the government's announcement of a new coronavirus lockdown. President Aleksandar Vučić announced on Tuesday that a new curfew will go into effect on Friday and last over the weekend after 300 new COVID cases and 13 deaths, the most since the pandemic began, local media reported. This prompted an estimated 10,000 people to gather outside the parliament building and demand Vučić's resignation starting around 10 p.m. local time. So this is causing unrest. And again, the businesses, these people are trying to save their livelihoods. This isn't something they're doing just to pass time of day. This isn't because of a Confederate statue or something else may offend you because you're whatever color you may be. They're doing it because your jobs are at risk. They have a real reason to speak up and say this isn't going to work. Their livelihoods are under threat.
You're making such a great point, because I'm thinking to myself, yeah, and here the Americans here are whining about statues and whining about, you know, everything that, you know, and then we look at, you know, another country and they're up in arms and something that's real.
That matters.
It's important. That matters.
You know, last time I checked, a Robert E. Lee statue or George Washington statue or Columbus statue never affected anybody's income by being there. And I don't think it violated anybody that way. But again, we know this has all been pushed on this country to cause this disarray and this dysfunction and chaos. We know that. But the people in Siberia are actually upset because, or Serbia, upset because they can't work. They're not fighting over a statue of somebody because it offends them. They're hungry. They want their jobs. They're standing for something that's absolutely righteous to do. Any comments on Melody at all?
No. No, you've said it all.
And this is interesting. Now I'm fixing to go here. Mexican border towns try to stop Americans from crossing. Duh. Something flipped here, didn't it? As a campaign for the presidency, Donald Trump promised to build a big, beautiful wall along the U.S. border, claiming it was to keep immigrants out of the country and stop everything from drugs to disease. With COVID-19 cases surging on both sides of the frontier, towns in northern Mexico are pleading to restrict cross-border movement, this time to stop tourists and travelers bringing in coronavirus from the U.S. Over the weekend, townspeople in Sonota, Sonoyatic on the Arizona border used their own vehicles to block the road leading to Puerto Pencaso, a beach town on the Sea of Cortez popular with U.S. tourists. And they plan to repeat the process this week. We invite U.S. tourists not to visit Mexico, Sonoya's mayor, Jose Ramos Azarte, said in a statement. We agreed on this to safeguard the health of our community in the face of an accelerated rate of COVID-19 condition or contagion in the neighboring state of Arizona. So now they're stopping Americans from coming over their side. Shoot another foot now for change. So anyway, whatever that is what it is. So we'll see.
Kind of funny.
Yeah. It is. It is. It's chaos everywhere, Melody. It's chaos. It's chaos. It's chaos. Melbourne. Now, this is, folks, listen to this. Panic buying returns as Melbourne braces for a lengthy lockdown. This is, of course, Australia. Queries of cars were backed up at Victoria's border after neighboring New South Wales closed the boundary, essentially sealing off the state from the rest of Australia. Shoppers in Australia's second largest city stripped supermarket shelves Wednesday as millions in Melbourne prepared for a return to virus lockdown, with warnings that new restrictions could prompt a mental health crisis. And I no doubt that's true. 5 million residents were ordered back into a six-week lockdown beginning to midnight Wednesday into Thursday as soaring community transmission of coronavirus brings more than 100 new cases daily. 5 million people have stripped the shelves bare in Melbourne. Where do you go from there? I mean, what can you say? It's happening.
It's happening everywhere, and no one is talking. Nobody's sharing that information. And so everybody thinks it's just, I don't know, we're in this little bubble and so forth, and that everything's going to be better. And we'll weather through it, and everything will be fine. Well, it's not going to be fine. And even if we do come out, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal where you have meat packers.
Yeah.
In response to the problem, they've spent hundreds of millions of dollars on safety equipment, such as personal protective gear, thermal scanners, and workplace partitions, and they've boosted even workers' pay to encourage them to stay on the job. They're also searching for a longer-term solution. And guess what that is? The quest is playing out in the former truck maintenance shop near the Springdale, Arkansas headquarters of meatpacking giant Tyson Foods. There, company engineers and scientists are pushing into robotics, a development the industry has been slow to embrace and has struggled to adopt. But they're heading there. The team, including designers who once worked in the auto industry, are developing an automated deboning system designed to handle some of the roughly 39 million chickens slaughtered, plucked, and sliced up each week in Tyson plants. So, there you go. Tyson is the biggest U.S. meat company by sales, currently relies on about 122,000 employees to churn out about 1 in every 5 pounds of chicken, beef, and pork that's produced in the country. The work at Tyson's Manufacturing Automation Center, which opened in August 2019, is speeding the shift from human meat cutters to robotic butchers.
And that means their jobs will never come back.
Jobs will never come back.
Hmm.
So this is what's going to face this nation after we get back to something semi-normal. Because everything is going to be because of this virus, because of the way it's been handled. A lot of other companies are going to do just what Tyson is doing. Hey.
That's true. They have no choice.
Don't get
sick. They have no choice.
Well, they do, but they're not going to.
Well, the choice would be, I guess, just shutting down, because if you can't find workers, how are they going to produce?
How are they going to produce? Robots don't get sick.
Yep. That's very true.
They don't spread germs.
They don't need insurance.
Yeah.
They don't need paid.
They don't need paid. They need little squirts of oil every now and
then. That's exactly right. You know, it's awful to see it happen.
This is the next big problem coming.
Yeah. I agree. Totally agree. And I'll finish one more article here for that time. Hong Kong schools must ensure patriotic content and remove books breaching China security law. And now I even got into the schools and said, if you don't, you got to teach these students to be patriotic to China, or you're going to be in trouble. I mean, the people over there are being forced now to, I guess, in the schools, we're going to start out in the schools, to be patriotic to China, a country that's already come in, took over the nation a lot of different ways. They brought in a law on July 1st that enacted a national security law that makes a lot of things that they could do week four illegal. So welcome to another war, folks. As Revelation 6 said, to take peace from the earth, China and Hong Kong and Taiwan are going to be at odds very, very soon. Any comments on that, Melody?
No. I mean, it's you know, I would like some good news every now and then.
I would,
you
too.
Know, I would like to see news that I could think that maybe there is a way out. That maybe things will turn around. And I have yet to find that little piece of truth to make me believe that.
I'd like to see somebody come out and say we have to unite together to work together and quit fighting among ourselves.
Well,
somebody, a president or some senators get together and say, we got to stop this.
We got to stop this.
But
let's get
not.
Together.
They're promoting to make it worse.
Yes. They're picking sides, and they're just adding fuel to the fire.
They really are. Now they're wanting to introduce a bill that they will pay the black people reparations, but they have to move back to Africa to get it. I'm serious.
Oh, no. I'm glad that's the end of the program. Will you be safe the next 2 weeks? I'll look forward to you coming back. And Beth will be filling in for you, but I'll be here tomorrow with Dave Allen. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
If I got me a wealthy man.